And now Doug Somke is with us. He is president of South Dakota's Farmers Union. And early in the program, we talked with individual farmers and producers about the impact of flooding on livestock and fences and crops and machinery. All those elements help paint a bigger picture as well. And it's one that reveals what's happening this spring to people's lives in South Dakota. Doug Somke, thanks for being here. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
One of the things that we can take away from that interview in Pennington County is just how quickly a situation on a South Dakota farm or ranch can change. What are you hearing from people in South Dakota, people who are reaching out to Farmers Union to tell their stories? How bad is it?
Well, you know, some places are worse than others, of course, and some, especially if you're downriver of things like the Quinn Dam, you know, you're definitely more affected. But for the most part, I'm hearing that, you know, now the melt has slowed up and it's actually getting to where it's kind of manageable. But that original hit 2 weeks ago or a week and a half ago was devastating. And you know, there was some loss of property. The one thing we haven't heard a lot of is roofs caving in, like we've heard from other states like Minnesota and Wisconsin. They've had several dairy barns and confinement feeding facilities that have collapsed. But we haven't seen or heard much of that here in South Dakota. I know there's a few that have happened, but nothing to the tone of Minnesota. Told me there was 70 in their state, and the Wisconsin Farmers Union president, Darren Von Ruden, told me there was 62, I believe, in their state. So pretty heavy snow that on some pretty flat roofs that had caused them some problems. But in South Dakota, you know, more the water over the roads, the roads washed out type of things, which, you know, we've been kind of fortunate these last several years. We haven't had these type of problems, but this is something, you know, my age, when I was younger, this was pretty common occurrence. So we tried to prepare for such things, and that's what we're basically hearing today.
This comes in a greater context, and that is, you know, you've got the weather and then you've got the water and the potential of washed out roads and how it might impact moving of equipment. But we've also have this notion of market prices and the international trade and tariff conversation. Broaden the scope a little bit, if you will, Doug, and tell us, you know, what has the season been for stress on farmers and producers and ag families?
Yeah, that's a good question. We've seen a lot of producers placed under that kind of stress simply because usually through the winter months, they're marketing their grain or their livestock and moving it out. And that had hopefully a market that is profitable. But this year, the numbers haven't even been close, not only because of the huge supply, but also because of the tariff pressure. And they seem to go on in quite a bit of stress. My family's going through that same similar thing. And I think the challenge is making sure that, you know, you're sharing your difficulties and challenges along with your neighbors. And so everyone knows that they're not alone and that, you know, you can talk about these type of things. And it's very unfortunate, but we're also hearing stories of farmers that are taking things into their own hands and ending their life, which doesn't help the situation any. And that's just, again, the compounding factor of all this coming together along with the weather conditions.
Where can people reach out for help? Obviously, talking to one another, what are the resources that you think people should seek out when it comes to just sort of emotionally handling as a community the stressors?
Yeah. At South Dakota Farmers Union, we have it posted on our website, a connection or a link to SDSU's center where they have that type of counseling. And then also we know there's several church religious organizations that have the same capacity, and I encourage you to reach out to any of them. And for sure, you know, be talking to your friends and neighbors. And if you happen to notice any type of difference in their attitude or difference in their demeanor. Don't be afraid of addressing it with them and let them know that you're concerned and you know you want to be there for them, because a lot of times that's all it would take, is just for them to know that, you know, life is still pretty good no matter what the physical or climate conditions are. You can still get through this along with some help, and so there's different ways that you can reach out, and we're trying to do everything we can to encourage people to do that.
Doug Somke, president of South Dakota Farmers Union, we really appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you.